Nolte, disgraced Washington Post loses publisher Fred Ryan. By John Nolte on June 12, 2023. After failing for a full decade, publisher and chief executive Fred Ryan announced Monday he is leaving the financially embattled and disgraced Washington Post. Then, as if to prove the left corrupts absolutely everything, the 68-year-old Ryan informed Post staffers he is moving on to lead the Center on Public Civility at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. Yes, that's right. The guy whose left-wing rags spent a decade smearing us as racists and Nazis will soon be in charge of something-something public civility at the Reagan Presidential Foundation. What's next? Eva Braun in charge of the Anti-Defamation League? Today, the decline in civility has become a toxic and corrosive force that threatens our social interactions and weakens the underpinnings of our democracy, wrote the same guy who spent 7 of his 10 years at the Post lying about former President Trump colluding with Russia. Hey, let's ask the underage kids from Covington Catholic High School how they feel about Mr. In Charge of Civility. Remember how Mr. In Charge of Civility had to settle a $250 million defamation lawsuit with him? Mr. Civility's dying newspaper compared the long-overdue reversal of Roe v. Wade to 9/11. Mr. Civility's dying newspaper criticized then-First Lady Melania Trump for wearing a coat in winter. Mr. Civility's dying newspaper branded Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, a full-blown white supremacist. Mr. Civility's dying newspaper freaked over how Discovery's Shark Week overrepresents white guys. The good news is that Mr. Civility's incompetence put the Washington Post in serious financial trouble. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos promised that Ryan's replacement would be more broad-minded and tolerant of Americans who think and live outside the insulated and elitist culture of the Washington Post newsroom. No, he didn't. Gotcha. Bezos, who hired Ryan, made Patty Stonecipher the interim chief executive and ensured everyone the new boss is just like the old boss. Patty Stonecipher, the former chief executive of Martha's Table, a provider of food and clothing for low-income people, will be the Post's interim chief executive, Mr. Bezos said in the note to employees. You'll soon see for yourself why I admire her, he said. Her skills, judgment and character all stand out. She also understands the importance of our mission and has a deep respect for the work we do here. She will help lead the search for the permanent successor to Mr. Ryan, who will remain publisher for the next 2 months. Stonecipher will be in charge until another bigoted hater and liar like Fred Ryan can be found. Ryan will continue lying and driving the Washington Post into a financial ditch for the next 2 months.